Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
And now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
8:06 on this Thursday. Special edition out here at Torpedo Joe's. RJ, you can just get the headset while you're here. Ran into the governor last night at the this function for the Trojans.
Okay.
And
is that what you were doing? I saw it, but I didn't. I don't have time to watch your 20 minute live.
And so, see you, RJ.
I'm just kidding. We were having some softball tryouts last night, and so I just happened to see it for a minute. So I saw somebody say nice lapel, and I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, they were announcing they're going to a new conference, but I saw the governor down there. I knew she wasn't going to be there for long, and I wasn't going to try to bother her. So I'm going down there. And I turn around, and there she is.
Yeah.
And she's, hey, and so I've got, I said, hey, Facebook Live. And she goes, oh, no, I'm not ready to be on Facebook Live. So this is like, anyway, so sorry about that, Governor. That's
funny. Yeah, no, the new conference, UCA and Little Rock are going to be in the same conference.
Yes, it's better from a geography standpoint for cost. And I think the teams that they're going to be in the conference with are better teams.
Yeah.
Scaled up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and hit RJ's open if we can, boys.
Hit it up here, Cruisy Chris.
Cruisy Chris.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
This is a very special place for RJ because you are that guy. You're the guy in the neighborhood that everybody, Mr. Hawk, we're going to have the fireworks display in the neighborhood this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been coming out here. We were just talking about it. I've been coming out here for 10 years with Doug. I mean, I think they just got air conditioner out here when I first started coming out
here.
Well,
he said they had air conditioner from the beginning, but
we had the tent at first. We started with the tent, and then we moved into the building with the air conditioner.
Well, we've been doing the show, RJ, for sure for 10 years because Jessica made that point. So maybe 13. You know,
how long has Tommy been off the air?
He's been on five.
Okay. So Tommy and I went out essentially the same year.
So you're the guy in your neighborhood that's in charge, right? Everybody knows you're the 25 houses around your neighborhood.
30, but
on your street.
Yeah.
That RJ's now everybody chipping to give you the money to come over here? How's it work?
For the most part. I mean, kind of.
Do you have other dudes that go, I'm in there with you? Or do you get some guys like Roger that go, we'll be there to watch?
I don't know if they listen, but like my neighbor Joe Cameron, he's kind of my counterpart in this because he'll spend quite a bit. And then Justin Lloyd, who's a fraternity brother.
You coordinate?
I coordinate everything. And then Doug's cousin, Tim Dugan, he's the guy that wants to go and buy the smallest cake and say, okay, I chipped in. I gave you $50. We love Tim.
You got to coordinate so everybody's not buying the same stuff. Is everybody coming here?
Basically, what we do is I just tell them to come here, and then I just say, give your money to Doug, and he will take care
of it. We'll give you the most bang for your buck. We know what all the best products are.
Okay, so let's talk about this. We've talked about
all the products are the best, but for doing these shows.
Like the shows
we've talked about the range. That you have, you got a gazillion things for kids that are as low as $3, and then you've got a high end, like I say, $1,000. So for something like RJ, for somebody doing a neighborhood with 25 houses, they want to put on a good show. When you see, are they spending $3,000, $2,000-$3,000?
Usually,
$5,000,
$1,500.
Okay,
you know,
that's
starts around there to do a nice show.
Okay,
you know, and then just on up, however big you want to go.
Look at RJ. Right, look at RJ.
Yes, it is. It yes, it is.
And then where does it, like on your street?
Yeah.
We've been to your house.
Yeah.
Where do you shoot them off at?
We're down towards the
cul-de-sac.
We're away from everybody, and then everybody else gets up in the roundabout, and we get Arkansas Tent Rentals.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold and Tom Daniel and those guys.
Yeah.
They bring us a tent out. And,
wow. You mean code?
Huh?
You meeting code?
Yeah.
You better be.
They put the tent out, and we cook out. And
wow. What time does everything start?
We usually get started about 11 in the morning and go till the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, okay, wee hours of the morning. So everybody knows, do you put out everybody emails, or do you text everybody, or do you have a social media page?
We've got a group me.
Yeah, okay.
We have a neighborhood group me that we do everything.
Oh, right.
Nerd alert.
So how many people do you think will show up to be a part of your day? How many kids? Probably 50 kids?
Just the neighborhood kids. It's not like we are advertising this to the public,
charge,
right?
To get in?
No.
So if you don't have a gate code, you can't go watch them?
We don't advertise this to the public, because then
yes,
you get the state fire marshal involved, that's a thing.
What is the big boy of what you're going to get this year?
I don't know. Whatever
do you want to have? Do you want to have one of those? There's always been that debate. Do you have long, drawn out? Do you have one big thing in about 60 seconds or 30 seconds?
Our show usually,
wow.
It usually lasts about 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you take a little bit of time in between.
That's what she said.
I wouldn't say there's a little bit of time in between.
That's what she said.
It's the bang, bang, bang.
That's what she said.
I have a little bit of experience. Speaking of Tom Daniel.
Yeah.
I used to shoot the fireworks off for Jennings.
And
it was a debate back then, and you spending $25,000, $50,000,
yeah.
To where do you? Because I would always say I don't want to see explosion. Come on, let's go. Let's get this there. Blah 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 blah. At the end, a strong finish. So you agree?
She said.
No, I agree.
I'm sorry. I'm done.
Nice glasses, by the way.
So many. Thank you very much. These are silhouettes.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah.
One thing we've added this year, so we got a speaker system, so we now in the neighborhood, and so we will we'll play music while the fireworks are going off. And
else? Now you just got to.
But here's the thing:
that insider trading works.
No, I've been doing this before I was in the legislature, and I'll tell you this: Basil has always told me, if you're going to do an event, do it right. Big or go home.
Yes.
So we started.
He's always told me. Kill the witness. Nobody can kill
him. we started small, and it's just we added a piece every year.
That's what you do.
Once again,
does everybody clean up, or is it the next night?
No, it's
the next
day. That night everybody gets their blowers out.
Really?
And we have it cleaned up before everybody goes to bed.
What are the laws there in terms of how late or what? Do you have
laws?
I don't think you can. I think it's past 11 in Bryant. Does that sound about right?
Usually people are 10 or 11.
10 or 11, yeah.
Anything?
We're done before that.
What about like near a highway or roads and that? How do you do it?
In Little Rock, you can't shoot fireworks in the city limits. Yeah. You have to be in Pulaski, in the county.
Right.
But like in Benton and Bryant, they've got ordinances to where you can shoot them in the city. It's just you got to check with your local city ordinance to be able to figure out what you can and can't do. Some of them have to go out to the country and shoot.
It's been dry a few days too, so you got to be careful.
You know, Jessica. She's got the building right next to the bus. It's 12 stories on the river.
Oh, yeah.
So, nice. That view's got to be.
Do they still do the pops on the river?
They do.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you can sit there and watch it.
Well, and French Hill, I think, somehow is tied into that. So he's a sponsor of the deal.
French Hill.
But by the way, we went down to Jones Barbecue yesterday, and they were so nice. On the wall had Mike Beebe and Tim Griffin. Yeah. On the wall down there. So for those who missed that, we just said it was a great experience. 81-year-old Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
And his wife, who's I think been married like 50 years. Yeah. All they do is sandwiches. That's all they do. You know.
No, Jones is in Pine Bluff.
No, it's thanks for listening. It's in Marianna.
Wow.
I'm in Marianna.
Wow.
I get about a 30-minute window in the morning to listen.
It's Marianna.
Okay.
Which Roger and I had never been.
Yeah.
But 81 years old, still getting up doing sandwiches.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so it was. Again, it's different than going in. It's a different experience than going into like Corky's, where they got 1,000 things. And this guy's continued a tradition he's had 3 generations back. back to 1910. Yeah. We were saying earlier, back in 1910, those people were trying to avoid KKK.
Yeah.
They had three lynchings down there between 1889 and 1920.
Wow.
So anyway, so it was a cool experience to see that. It's basic as can be. Guy out there in the back named Spanky. It's 1,000 degrees, and he's in a tank top, and he's shoveling charcoal that's got out of a fireplace and smoke. I mean, it's just, whew.
So you guys have done, what, three? Three stops so far? See, yeah. I do listen. three stops, and you got, what, two more?
Two more to go. We're going to be at the Skyline Cafe in Mena, and then What?
Joe's listening.
You know,
you got to do the whole sky lift when you go to Mena. Go to the top of the. You know, they've got.
You've told us that, yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll do it.
Part of what the governor's done, and they've.
But we want to do it at dusk.
The mountain bike parks in Northwest Arkansas and in Mena, and they've got, like, when you go to Aspen and you ride the lift up to the top, they've got it for bikes now, where you can take it up to the top and do the bike trail all the way back down.
Yeah, Roger, we've done the show at the Queen
Wilhelmina.
Yeah, we've done the show. You know, you were
I was there. Yeah.
So that's 104 years old. We're doing that next week, and the Dixie Pig in Blytheville is 103. We'll do that a few weeks from now. We got NASCAR to go to.
I think Trey and I actually, when we were doing the high school game of the week early on, when we went to Blytheville, I think we've eaten at the Dixie Pig before, and that was a long time ago. But when you said that, it reminded me of that.
Yeah, we've had a good time, just to see a part of history. 500 years is pretty darn remarkable. Yeah. Now, you guys have been here 16 years. You got a ways to go. Before you get to 110 or 105.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what the oldest fireworks stand is in the country. Have any idea?
I have no idea.
I bet you can GPT it.
Until somebody says anything, you are.
Yeah. So, RJ, you got to say happy birthday to Christian. He turns 30 today.
What's up? Happy birthday, Christian.
Thank you, RJ.
You look every bit of 20.
So when did you...
I appreciate that.
When did you turn 30?
That was 11 years ago.
So we did it.
I'm 40. I'll be 41 in October. Yeah,
I left Roger yesterday. We
I started doing the show, like the show with you, at 23.
Wow, is that right?
Because I spent a year.
You grew up with us.
Yeah, I spent a year with Vickery and at 21, 22, and so I started with you guys at 23.
Yeah, I started the zone at 23.
I was going to say, Christian's been around the buzz.
Yeah. Chris is getting a great response. I don't know if you heard Dirty Diana this morning. He just impromptu. Did you hear that?
I guess I missed Dirty Diana.
Christian, would you please? This is what happens when Christian hears a song. He just, like an angel. Just like an angel.
I know exactly what Christian's going through right now. He's like, let me find it.
Finish him. One more time.
Dirty Diana.
Now, RJ also, Roger, Christian, you may not know this, but RJ has a beautiful voice.
No, I don't. I do not. I have the worst singing ever.
He did Adele. He did Adele. He would do,
Beloved.
Prince.
Yeah.
And then you did, not George Strait, it was...
Justin Moore.
No, you did that one. What was the song he sang, Roger?
A man of many talents.
No. By the way, too, want to give a shout-out to Drew Glover.
Yeah.
Natural State Wholesale. He is from Marianna.
Yeah.
Come to find out, the Steve Edwards family.
Yeah.
Best friends with his dad, who's passed now. But he goes, we're just coming back from, he was calling me about my tile.
Yeah.
He said, coming back from Marianna. And I said, that's where I'm from. Had no idea. Small world. So anyway, I was going to say, shout-out to him.
Actually, going to try to go to Natural State today. By the way, if you're looking for... flooring, tile, backsplash, anything to remodel a house, go out to Natural State Wholesale and Cabot, or go online, naturalstatewholesale.com. For those that followed me on social media, the house that we just posted over on 216 Todd and Bryant,
yes,
that is a Natural State Wholesale house. Everything in that house, except for the sheetrock, has come from...
Sheetrock!
From Natural State Wholesale. So
I know what the song is. Yeah, listen, they're so great to work with. Down in the West Texas.
El Paso, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that was the other one. And if it's very handy, he's got a little warble. Yeah. A little warble. Yeah.
That was back whenever they put me in the back room. And so the producer room was not connected to the actual studio. And Tommy at the time said, RJ, won't you sing a song for us? I said, I can't sing. And so I go, I think I know this El Paso song. Well,
he did a great job with it.
I Googled the lyrics real fast. And I was reading the lyrics, and then I did it. I didn't realize that they were going to capture this for the next 20 years.
So do Prince again.
Dearly Beloved.
Do Adele.
Hello.
really singing it.
I'm telling you. See there? So you're not, hello? Yeah, maybe you're not quite as big as you thought compared to RJ Christian.
No, Christian, you are way better than me. I promise.
Are you? Look at there, Dwayne Duncan right there. Are you watching the soccer, RJ?
You know what? I have no idea what's going on, but right. I do watch. Like last night, we were at walk-ons in Conway. And we walk in, and we saw the first goal that didn't count, apparently. But we were all hooping and hollering like we knew what the hell was going on.
Well, the only thing I know is that we got railroaded again on that stupid
on the red card.
Joke.
Because, I mean, it was accidental. He stepped on his ankle, but he got the red card. I'm like, how's that happen?
It's like college sports, college football. What do you mean he's not going to be able to play the next game? What stupid rule is that?
That's why he has to sit out?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
That makes it even more stupid.
Yeah.
But they said somebody just appealed. I don't know what the appeal.
In the 90th minute.
And that wasn't even close, though. That wasn't even close.
They were just making a play. They were making a play on it. And so, I don't know. But, to answer your question, I'm watching it, and I get really bored when they're not scoring, but I get really excited.
Get some good work done on the computer.
Yeah, whenever they score, it's like, yes. And then I started the USA chant at walk-ons last night.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Now, Christian, do you think it looks to me – Roger, you may have noticed it. It looks a little floppy to me at sometimes. You know, in NBA, they do the flop. That every time it seems like a soccer player goes there.
Definitely the non-American.
Mark. Yeah, they go, everybody,
It's like the worst injury ever.
So, okay, it's not just me, Christian. I was just wondering. I was like, man, these guys look like they're really, you know, they have to play it up.
They would never. They would never make it in football.
It doesn't appear to me that the American team flops near as much as, I mean, we do not flop like they do.
And can you name, RJ, can you name one player on the soccer team?
Bobolino.
Christian, would you help out? Listen to these three names. He was close. He was close to the guy.
That's the guy that got a
red card. Yeah, what was the red card guy's name?
Fuller and Balogun.
Balogun,
Bobolino.
Listen to these three names that Christian threw out there. Okay. Go ahead, Christian. Here we go.
Oh, for Belgium?
Yeah.
Romelu Lukaku, Kevin De Bruyne, and Thibaut Courtois.
Did he say Lukaku?
I'm telling you, you people don't know the greatness.
I'm telling you what, Christian is greatness. Yes. The fact that he just spit those out.
Hey, Christian, do you know what is the appeal process for the red card? Is that something that you think we can get overturned?
And FIFA is going to say no. That's the
appeal process, I didn't know if we had a chance for that to get overturned.
Well, that was reviewed. It was reviewed, right, last night by the, what are they called, the AVM?
Whenever he did the box. he calls time and he does his fingers with the box, right?
That's what they do when they go to the VAR or whatever.
Okay, so, when he went back and then he comes back, and I said, so is he unboxing it? But he came back into the box again.
Roger, did you hear what he said, what Christian called it?
The bar.
No, it's not bar, right? It's a VAR, like with a V, right?
Yeah, VAR. Yeah, bar.
No, yeah, not bar.
If I may be so bar.
This is the bar.
Christian.
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That was our man Steve Claus. One more time.
And, RJ, I want you to hear this for you, too.
What an asset you are to our show.
That guy who's doing our NASCAR, he's our NASCAR.
He's really good, by the way.
He is. He's doing a great job.
Walls does a great job.
He is to where it's his show now. It's just our show now.
Yeah, you guys can basically take off.
Everybody that's listening, you want a free shirt?
Qualls' segment's like whenever we did Silent Night 911, y'all could just sit back and just hang
out. When we go to,
absolutely right.
And Doug, you know a little bit about NASCAR. When we go to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is now Echo Park, he is going to be on cloud nine because we have access to the pits, and the driver we're getting is the future star. He's driving for Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, you're going to meet drivers.
The young
we're
guy.
Going, we're going,
what's his name?
Jake Finch.
Yes.
And dad is Finch. He used to have Finch Racing, and Junior got him racing for him. He's won six races in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, and so he's from Panama City. That's awesome. My dad's flying up. Anyway, so Steve's going to be we're all three of us flying into Atlanta, and then taking a car down to that area.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Then, Roger, we come back. Monday, do the show Monday, come back Monday. Then we drive down to Dallas to Cliff Harris's house.
I'm stealing something from that house. I'm just telling you right now.
He's got a
car. Are y'all staying the night?
We're not going to stay the night at his house, but we're going to do the show there the next morning.
Well, for the Cliff Harris Award.
Yeah, for the Cliff Harris Award, where you can't go to that day at the Star.
I'm getting something out
of that house. He's apparently, you know, I'm thinking we're going to try to get maybe Bradshaw or Hampton, some other guys to just call in.
So when are you guys going to the race? When's the race?
It's 11th and 12th
okay,
of July.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Let's go race the boys.
We will take a break. We'll come back with Melinda Mayo. Just want to remind everybody the hours, they're open now. And they're going to be up until 9 tonight. Now, when people are, do you go, 9 o'clock, you're done.
No. We've been open until 10 o'clock the last two nights.
On the last day, is like every shelf depleted?
It gets pretty bad.
This is Roger, as we call it in the business. This is go time.
It's go time.
This is go time for you.
Well, and not only, it's also ice season. So if you need ice, it's the Super Bowl on the ice.
We've got
Panther Ice in Benton that's doing 16-pound bags. It also does bulk in Bryant. We've got Hornet Ice behind the Walmart. We're doing 20-pound bags there.
Are you having to ship in your ice?
No, it automatically makes it.
I don't think you can keep up with the demand.
Hey, brother, this is my fourth of July, and it's like the Super Bowl of the ice business.
Yes. And let's just say, let everybody know that is American-made ice.
It's American-made ice. Yeah.
You're not bringing it?
Nope.
Yeah, nope.
We use Bryant water, and it is
Bryant water. Yeah, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
I go to get the bag. It comes out, and there's a picture of RJ's face.
There's not a picture of
RJ's. How cool would that be?
You know what?
There is not, but you know what?
Vote RJ.
Hey, does Morning Mayhem want to sponsor it? I'll put Morning Mayhem on the thing. You guys can pay a sponsorship.
Once again, RJ.
What an asset you are to our show.
I'm looking up at the Black Cat.
Hey.
The Black Cat. So I think of the two things. I think Cherry Bomb. Remember the cherry? We always talk about this cherry bomb. You don't play around with cherry bomb.
Or the M80.
The M80. I don't think we had M80. Did we have M80?
Oh, yeah.
I know what the cherry bomb was.
Oh, we had M80.
Which one has the most TNT?
The M80.
The M80. Oh,
yeah. Blow your arm off.
In the toilet. You would throw the M80 in a mailbox that somebody didn't like and light
unreal.
It when we were kids.
I remember I got shot. We had a Roman candle. Wes Barrett, who had hair under his arms when he was six, he shot me in the back. I was running away.
So
shot
did his sister.
A candle. Roman candle. Hit me right in the back.
Yeah.
I run into a mailbox.
I fall down. You're like a soccer player.
Holding my back of my shirt. That's what we did as kids.
Did you see this gun right here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of that.
That thing right there, if you get shot with that, you're done.
388 shots.
Let's go out real quick and let's shoot some stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
Melinda Mayo coming back up, but let's just do that. We'll go Facebook Live, Rod. You want to do that?
Sure.
We gotta figure out what we're gonna buy, so we'll see it before we should buy it.
All right, don't go away. It's 8:27 live here at Torpedo Joe's.
Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, England trailed the Democratic Republic of Congo through 74 minutes before Harry Kane's goal tied it at 1. Harry Kane would then get another in the 86th minute that would be the game winner as England would win 2-1. They'll face Mexico in the round of 16 on Sunday. Belgium made a furious comeback down 2-0 against Senegal until late, scoring in the 86th and 89th minute to tie it up before getting a controversial penalty kick in extra time to win it 3-2. Then America kept a clean sheet, winning 2-0 over Bosnia-Herzegovina, getting goals from Fowler and Balogun and off a free kick from Malik Tillman. The bad news is Balogun received a red card and will be unable to play against Belgium in the round of 16 on Monday. Today, the action gets started at 2 with Spain and Austria on Fox. Portugal and Croatia will play at 6 on Fox. And then Switzerland and Algeria will face off at 10 on FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny with a high of 95 degrees today and a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. But of course, the big threat is still the extreme heat. With the high humidity and high heat, well, heat index values could reach 105. And so, of course, the heat advisory. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We stay warm with a low of 76. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep in the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Congo Fireplace and Patio is having a huge 4th of July blowout sale. Save hundreds of dollars on the best selection and best quality of outdoor furniture in the state. Choose from over 100 brand name collections, dining sets, seating groups, bar sets, chaises, and gliders in stock and ready to go. And now everything is up to 50% off. Plus, Congo has a great selection of built-in grills, pellet smokers, and fire pits. Family owned and operated since 1920. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Benton.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Gosh, we were just outside. What? Yeah, we're back. Sorry, we were just outside. They were doing the fireworks. You can go to Basil's Facebook page. They're doing some stuff live. Some stuff went off like it was supposed to. Other things did not.
Basil took off. That, I don't think I've ever seen Basil run that. I've never seen him run that fast.
No. He's done that. You can tell.
I've never seen you move like that before. It blew up.
It blew up. It turned around.
It malfunctioned.
Around, then it righted itself.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
I thought it was coming right at me.
It was.
Yeah.
I thought
it was coming. I've got it on tape, Christian.
No, you don't, because you were running.
I know.
Nobody saw it.
It was probably facing down.
That's what we need. That's it.
That last time he ran that fast, Bo Jackson was on the other side.
Maybe so. I think so. Wow. That was a powerful one. You guys didn't scatter?
No, it wasn't that powerful.
No, listen, you weren't there where I was. I'm telling you what.
I jumped back. Anyway, it was green smoke.
8:34 here, Torpedo Joe's. I got to go back and look at the film. See, I responded.
They've got everything. This is your one stop. That's all. They got gift cards you can get.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Gift cards, yep.
They got gift cards. Come on by Torpedo Joe's. It's air conditioned in here. Wear a coat. coming because it's so comfortable in here. They've got everything you need. The things that I'm looking at over there, I can see a couple of packages for my grands. I've got some
of the
grands.
You're already thinking.
You're going to buy that sucker punch?
I don't. What is that?
See the sucker punch, the golden red
shirt? I don't know.
That looks like fun.
I don't know. I've got to see. I've got to do a few more trivia games before. But I don't know. They got boy stuff and girl stuff here as well.
Here's the thing. If you don't want to, Raj, you can bring the grands to my neighborhood and be a part of the festivities.
Yeah, right down the road.
You're right down the street. I mean, you're 5 minutes from my house.
But listen, I'm right down the street, but I'm a gate code away. I can't get in.
I don't have a gate. There's no gate in my neighborhood.
There's a roundabout.
Let's check in with Melinda Mayo, everybody. Bring her in there, Christian.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today on the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know what? I jumped over to Facebook Live real quick to see you guys be boys, basically. And the first thing I heard, David, was you say, God Almighty, when it took off.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
That was fun.
That was fun. Now, are you big with fireworks, Melinda? I think we've asked you this last week. What's the scoop?
I love going to watch them, especially somewhere like RJ. Thank you for doing that for neighborhood. I was remembering in sort of the file of things we did as kids we weren't supposed to. I remember, this is what I remember about the bicentennial, because, yes, like Roger and a couple of, I am that old, but I remember the bicentennial. I was over at my friend's house, and we were doing the thing where you light the firecracker in your hand and then throw it before it goes off.
Yes,
so you're
kind
of constantly light, pow, light, pow, light, pow. And right as I was doing it, my friend's dad started to walk in front of me. And so I knew I couldn't throw it. So that sucker went off in my hand.
Oh, no.
And also almost in his ear. So he couldn't hear. My hand was stinging, and that's what I remember about the bicentennial.
Well, you know, we were talking about, you know, these young men here at the Torpedo Joe's. One was not born by then, and the other was, I think it was 1 year away. One was 5 years away. But, we were talking about having those kind of same circumstance. I had one where I was throwing it. Like you said, it was by my ear, and it went off and couldn't hear for about 2 days. And you got to be careful. You know, these are advanced and a lot of fun, but you got to be safe. I'm looking now at where that thing starts coming at me. I'm getting out of the way, Roger. I didn't know what direction.
No, I moved back. I jumped right in RJ's arms. he held me.
Now, will you be out by your amazing pool on Saturday? Or are you going to the lake?
Oh.
What's the plan?
I'll be at the pool. There's a thing about if you have a pool in your backyard, you're going to get some company for sure on the 4th of July. You're going to get some phone calls. So
yes.
I'm so happy that some of my family is coming. I've told you guys before, my sister has 11 grandchildren. So I have 11 great nieces and nephews. So a subset of those. I don't think I can handle them all at one time, but I've got my youngest niece and her husband are bringing their 4 girls here for the 4th of July. I think they're between 2 years old and about 9 years old. So I'm going to have a lot of little girls, a lot of little Barbies probably in the pool.
Well, Roger, is Pop Pop going to be? Are they expecting you to deliver on some cool fireworks?
Yes.
And you can go the basic. We talked about this earlier, the snake.
You have things over here.
Snake.
You're not lighting. You know, there's some things that are very, very safe for the kids.
What were the basics you mentioned earlier today? We go back.
You had your worm. You had your snake. You had your
sparklers.
And sparklers. And, you know, bottle rockets and candles.
Yeah, bottle rockets could get you in trouble if you're a kid.
But that's back when, you know, there was only one kind of firework.
Yeah, it was just the basic.
Like that.
Yeah, it was the basic.
Now, the hoods. In the neighborhood that had more Coke bottle money than I did, would let off the entire package of Black Cat fireworks all at once. You know, they'd all go off.
Yeah.
Whereas just as a kid, we'd go light, pop.
You know, it's
light, pop, and we'd put it in a daddy's beer can. And we would light with the cigarette butt that he just threw down.
Could you imagine, Roger and Melinda, if we could go back to late 1960s, early 1970s, and then transport ourselves to this store and go, this is what it's going to be like 60 years from now, 50. No. What?
No.
What? No, are you kidding me?
There are, not to get political, but there are rumors that some of the IRG are in here shopping for stuff because they have nothing in Iran right now. This is everything that they need with these missiles and these rockets that they have. This is where they come. This is where we learn the term cake. These things are cake. These boxes are all called cakes that they have.
That's what they're saying in the biz.
The light brigade. That's exactly right. The light brigade, the double vision, the sucker punch.
I just looked. Did you see the TJ's top 10 fountains? Look at all those things. Hey, I was going to, real quick, Stephen Bright's been on hold.
Hey, Stephen.
Stephen, let's see if he's still there. We can bring him in with Melinda. Hey, Stephen, sorry we've kept you on hold.
Okay.
You're on with Melinda Mayo on her time. What's up?
Good morning, Melinda. How are you?
Hey, Stephen,
guys,
I'm great.
We were talking about RJ a while ago.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
You were talking about RJ's singing ability. You forgot the Miley Cyrus version of Wrecking Ball that he did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that. Melinda remembers that. Remember that, Melinda, at Christmas karaoke where RJ was on?
Melinda was there.
Oh, that was the incident, too, right? That was when... Crawford?
Yeah, that was the incident.
The incident.
Yeah. Melinda, you remember that?
Anyway, I wanted to...
Absolutely. I was way too close to the incident because I was up there on the stage, sort of on the steps, and they told everybody to get off the steps
so we
could put the wrecking ball in. So I stayed up there. So I was right there when the incident happened. In fact... Somebody told me the first thing they heard was me say, "Oh no, Davy Jones," because I think I saw stepped off the side.
Oh no, Danny Jones.
Hey, Melinda, were you called to testify? I want to thank Roger. a couple of days ago, I have been looking for some campaign T-shirts. Roger got me hooked up with Steve Qualls. And guys, I was going to have to pay a minimum like $1,000 to get a couple of shirts. And Paul got me the number of shirts that I wanted. He told me, he said, "Hey, we're going to do what you need to do. We're not going to make you order a minimum." Wow. Guys, he is the most awesome guy. He does the greatest work. But Roger, I want to thank you for getting me hooked up with Steve. And we need to keep it in the Buzz family. And I am out at Dodge Chrysler right now getting my oil changed. We try to keep it in the Buzz family. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Steve. Guys, I just wanted to thank Roger and brag on Steve.
Absolutely, strength and honor. Y'all have a great 4th of July.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank
you very much. And if I may be so bold, Dave, this goes out to Steve.
What an asset you are to our show.
That's for you, Steve. You know what? And I just saw you do something. Is there a QR code that you can hit and it shows you that?
That's cool.
That's a great deal.
Oh, it shows you what it does?
Come here. I don't know if it's everything here, but on the cakes over here, there's a QR code or something that you put your phone on. It'll let you see what that thing does.
I was going to ask Melinda. That's a great marketing.
Are you kidding me?
Melinda, do you have, I'm pretty sure, but I can't recall the time. Do you have a Morning Mayhem T-shirt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I'll have to say. I know. I think I do. I think I wore it last time we were all together over at Acela. Yeah.
Because I would think, Roger, let me tell you what.
I don't know why you're not wearing one with a midriff cut off and one sleeve open over the shoulder around the pool.
We need to see the curves of Morning Mayhem on Melinda.
Could we please?
So now Steve's going, we got that done.
Yeah, we got that.
That would be a small.
Yes, it would be a small pass. Thank you. Thank you, man. That right's back.
We'll get that done. The other thing I was going to ask, I am going to be a guest of Daniela on the on Saturday morning daybreak on July 4th. Have you worked July 4th before, Melinda, over the years?
So many July 4th I have worked before. It would always falls differently, so it's great that it's on a Saturday. I think I saw it'll be like 30-something years before we get another 4th of July on a Saturday. But I have. We always, try to make the most of it. We try to do cookouts outside and all of that. But I'm glad you're going to be joining Saturday Daybreak this weekend.
Yeah, we'll talk a little football. I know that's what everybody, sort of expects from me. But I think we may have to expand a little bit. I was telling some folks that, boy, when you go 10-2 three times out of 8 years, you better have some extra material in addition to some hog talk. Because there's not a lot of positive hog. Although we'll be down in Tampa for SEC Media Days, Rog, in just a couple weeks.
You'll be down there a week.
Yeah, what do you think, Melinda, about the big win last night by USA, baby?
Pretty cool. I mean, 2-0, even though it's not a lot of scoring. It's like you said, when you've got that big flag and you've got everybody so excited, how do you not get into it? I love all of the spectacle around it. I love the singing, the national anthems. Yes. I've been laughing on Instagram at all the Europeans over here who are so surprised that we get like free refills and things like that. But when the game starts, I'm kind of like, whoa. But it's still exciting. As long as USA is in it, we'll still follow, right?
So let me ask you this. I'm going to Christian on this. So he's our soccer expert. So the World Cup's in three different countries, correct?
Correct.
Mexico, America, and where else?
Canada. Yep.
So is it always split into three countries like that? No. Is it usually one or what?
A lot of times there's only one host country. I think going forward we'll probably see more split because there's more money that way, I believe. And the FIFA
I sort of like it. I sort of like it that way. And, it sort of gives a bigger feel to the event.
I mean, it's really cool, Mexico getting games in Mexico. That's really cool.
I do, too. I think so, too. I think it's sure a cool is. Feel, too. I just didn't know
do they get different money for winning and losing, like Super Bowl and playoffs, Christian?
Players,
is there money involved?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know about the money involved.
What?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Or is it just that someone
I'm not in it for the money, Baz.
Defect. We don't want any money. Just
what,
on the team.
Do you remember what happened to the Colombian goalkeeper a few years back?
I don't think I do.
He was a Colombian, I think.
He defected?
No, he went back. No, he gave up. He accidentally kicked a ball into the goal.
The goalkeeper.
I never heard of
it
again.
And he went back to kill him.
On accident.
They killed him.
Yeah, what do you call the group?
Medellin cartel. Member of Medellin cartel killed him.
Medellin cartel killed him. You loser! You kill him.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot more on the line, baby.
I think his name was Andres Escobar. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's serious business. Well, Melinda, listen. Have yourself an amazing July 4th. This is your first July 4th as a retired person.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you.
That's right.
Let me tell you,
the holidays hit differently because in this business, your business as well. You're always kind of thinking, okay, I probably need to work one or two of these. I need to work the day after, the day before. So Memorial Day was the first holiday I was like, I don't have to worry about any of that. I am off, baby. So I'm going to really enjoy it. Hey, I do have a little bit of an announcement that just came out yesterday. KATT has now had a new female weather person who is coming to join us, and it's somebody Emma Allen, who worked for us before in the news department, is coming back from Texas, and she's going to be joining the KATT weather team, and that's just information that broke yesterday. So we're excited.
So I had no idea that she did weather. I thought she was a news reporter. I didn't know she had got her meteorologist degree.
No, you can't say who it is.
Yes, she said Emma.
Oh, I didn't hear Emma. Okay, very good.
Yeah,
Emma.
I'm
sorry.
Absolutely. She's been going to doing the courses online just like I did as a news person. So she's kind of doing the same path. So I feel real sisterhood to her. And excited she's coming back. I think she's almost finished with school. So going to be coming back, and we'll now have a full weather scene at KATV. And a woman.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, she's a great young lady. Yeah.
Melinda, this is for you.
What an asset you are to our show.
She is an asset. What'd you say, Christian?
No, I'm part of that clip. That was just me, part of it in the background of that clip.
Oh, is that what it is? We've got a bad delay, if anybody can't tell that. I mean, it's really bad today.
That's why people want to hear some singing.
All right, Melinda, thank you, fine sponsor, before we get out of here.
Got to thank Sanders Ground Essentials. Let me tell you what I got done yesterday. The grub treatment, because a few years ago, two raccoons decided I had the best grubs in town and ate up half my yard. So that's an extra treatment that Sanders will take care of on top of your fertilizer, your weed control, greening it up. So they did all of that. Plus, they said, we're going to do that grub treatment. And I said, fantastic, because we've got to make sure that doesn't happen again. So 315-9395 is the number, and they will take care of you. Happy 4th of July, guys.
Happy 4th, Melinda. Thank you, Melinda. All right, we'll come back, take a little break. We're here at Torpedo Joe's, where go back, look at my Facebook Live and watch me scramble for my life.
I'll have to look for that. Hank, tonight is a trivia at Mainline Sports Bar.
Oh, my gosh, it's Thursday.
I know. 6:30 tonight at Mainline Sports Bar.
Oh, that'd be fun tonight, man.
It should be. It's just
a lot of people taking off
regular
tomorrow.
Regular trivia.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. 8:50. Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEW-BATH.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
We got the big deals at the Big Lots.
I've been a little surprised by how far people will come just to visit us.
People will travel just to get the best deal.
We've got 15,000 off Ram HDs this month. Ram half tons start at just $35.9, or you can get 0% financing.
And don't forget Wranglers. They have 0% financing and start at $35,000. Take the short, beautiful drive to Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton.
Or visit us online at ChrisCraneCars.com.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it is 8:55. RJ Hawk is coming up to the cashier's table with $10,000 of fireworks, at least $10,000. I've never seen so many fireworks. He's got three of those big
cakes.
I'm talking about the roller things.
The carts. Yeah. Listen, right now, I don't know. That's going to be a great party. RJ, what's your exact address? We can send people that way. Hey, Doug.
Look at these little kids right here.
Does every item out here or just some of the bigger cake items have the a QR code that people can look and see what they do?
It's most of the bigger stuff.
We already know what that is. But so there's something that's very visible on the big stuff that says, hey, you can do this. Okay, very good, very good. That is so good.
Doug, do they have grab a headset. We only got a couple minutes here for the break. Are there warnings on here that say kids can't purchase some of these? You have to be an adult to purchase some of these?
Yes.
You do.
Some of the bigger stuff, I mean, you need to be, 16, 17 years old.
Do you love watching these little kids come in here?
That's my favorite part.
Oh, my God. The way the things are packaged, they're so colorful and loud.
Cool
it gets
names.
Your attention. Yeah. Are you bringing the grandkids over?
Two.
Here?
Maybe. Yeah. If I don't just get to pick this stuff up when I'm here. Yeah.
I mean,
no, you'd probably do me better if I get them here.
Right.
You know, and then if we got to come back to see the big trucks, then we'll do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, on the big trucks, Doug, is that something the kids get to get up in? Will they crawl up in there?
No, a buddy of mine, Daniel Roberts, he owns Mid-Arc Off-Road, so he brings those out every year just to kind of have something special out here. Yeah. But they can go up and check them out, look at them, and to get their picture made with them.
We're going to visit with Heather Baker here in a minute. You guys have an article in this month's magazine, and so the story is out that there may be expansion talks with you guys going to Northwest Arkansas, South Arkansas, and the east part of the state. Is that true?
I would love to do that.
Oh, you got your gift cards here, too.
Yeah, we do have gift cards. I mean, it's a great little item to come in and get. You can
for
give
birthdays,
stocky
Christmas.
Stuff.
Yes.
Really cool.
I love that. All right. As I mentioned, Heather Baker coming up. She'll tell us all what's happening around the state, which should be a lot.
Yes.
Listen, if you're by a body of water this weekend, whether it be a pool, a lake,
pond.
Yeah. Hey, great breakfast as always.
Great.
John,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Yeah,
thank
the
you.
Crew called the Three Musketeers. All right. Don't go away. 9 o'clock here at Torpedo Joe's.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
Hey folks, David Basil here, and it's time to get in on the red, white, and win excitement at Oaklawn in Hot Springs. Starting in July, with a giveaway on July 25th, you've got a shot to win up to $25,000 during their